Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
R1, R2, R3.
Oh, stop it! Stop it! Did not do him like that!
Mercy!
Did you not get the memo?
What is good, everybody? It's your boy, Pat the Designer.
And it's your boy, Ringo J.
He's mad preoccupied right now. How y'all feeling out there today? Lot to talk about. Lot going on in sports. We've missed a couple weeks here. First things first. Actually, I'm going to let Ringo give y'all the rundown real quick while I throw the hashtags up in this so that people can find us. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so we're talking to Tim Anderson, bat flip this week. Fair or foul. Talking to Tim Anderson, bat flip.
And then suspension. We're
gonna turn around, suspension, should he got suspended or not. So we're going to give our takes on that. Then we're going to turn around. It's playoff season in the NBA.
Holiday season.
Playoff season in the NBA. Some crazy stuff already went down. Some sweeps. Some people already got their broom out. But there's a lot we got to talk about. And then we got the Ringo's Real Hot Takes, baby. So you already know that's what we finna. So missed a couple of weeks, so let's get up into the show, man.
Yeah, definitely missed a couple of weeks. We struggling out here. So let's see. Oh, I didn't know that was still on there. It shouldn't have been. Oh, it didn't save. That's why. Pay no attention to the header on the border here. Apparently, the border's still up. Nope, just updated. Look at that. Yo, I just figured out something new. I could change the borders mid-show. Oh, snap. Now, if only it worked when we did this. Legit. Hey, if you in here right now, like the video, subscribe to the page. We appreciate all the love. We want to take a second, first things first, to say that this video is brought to you by Cash App. If y'all don't know what Cash App is, Cash App is basically one of the dopest ways to send money to your friends, your family. You ever been in a bind? You're a little broke that week, you know what I'm saying?
You need $5.
You need $5. You need $10. You know, you need a little gas money. Everybody needs that little bit of gas money, you know what I'm saying? You just need somebody to send it to you. Cash App is good for that. I use it religiously probably every week. They actually have a Cash App card that I use so that if people send me money, I can swipe it, you know, use it at the store. You can use it at ATMs. It works for all that stuff. So if you actually check out the link below, it's going to say Cash App link. If you copy that, go to that site there, or if you can just press on it, you can get $5 off. You can get $5 for signing up using the code in there for Android and for iPhone. So use that Cash App. Make sure y'all check that out. Make sure y'all hit that link and get your free $5. We appreciate the love. We appreciate everybody who's joined the show. Now let's get to the show. Actually, yeah, let's get it. So, Tim Anderson, bat flip, gets hit in the butt. I don't have a problem with the bat flip. I don't have a problem with the retaliation. Here's where the problem lies. After everything ensues, Tim Anderson then gets ejected. For a couple days, we had no clue why he was ejected. We thought he was ejected because of the bat flip, because of the brawl, you know, like. It comes out that Tim Anderson used some language that I'm not going to stunt. It is used in everyday conversation among black folks. I'll get the comments on exactly what he said in a second here. But basically, it involved what a lot of people would call a racial slur, which it is a racial slur. He basically said the N-word. I want to get your take on that right off the bat. How did you feel about the whole situation and then him being ejected and suspended for using the N-word?
Like I said, it's not like you said, but to me, it's like it's like this. Yes, you're right. It's used in everyday conversation among black folks. I mean,
And what he said, he basically called him a weak A nigga.
Like,
I've heard that a million times, and as you just heard. Every now and then, I use the N-word myself. You know, like...
we all do.
Unfortunately, everybody does not get on board, you know, where the lines are drawn there. But, yes. But, yeah, continue on your point.
But, because I heard a couple of different takes on this, and I liked Michael Wilbon's take from the standpoint of you can't just, like, take it out, and it's like it's no way that you can like kind of police that
because people say it all the
because
time.
People say
every sport
people say it all the time like
where's Kevin Durant
like
Kevin well, Durant they call mugs where, so many where, things
like
yeah Joakim Noah
Joakim Noah Melo on a rebound like
Garnett
come on man like it's used universally, like, in sports all the time. So it's, like, no way that you can police it. I felt like he shouldn't have got suspended. As far as the bat flip, if you ain't like it, make a better pitch. Like.
And my thing was he wasn't showing anybody. I guess if you're an old-school basketball purist, he was showing up the pitcher, and he, God forbid, people have fun in this child's game of baseball. You know what I'm saying? Like, but at the end of the day, like you said, make a better pitch, come back out and strike him out the next time around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but, I mean, obviously they felt some type of way about it, which is why he got hit, which is why I had no problem with it. Shout out to, I don't know his name because I don't mess with y'all side. The manager.
Oh, Ricky Renteria. Wait, that was your manager.
I'm not, I don't associate.
So you just gonna forget everything about him ever being on your team.
We just not there. But shout out to Renteria for coming and pulling the. Cause I actually saw when it happened.
Right.
I like the fact that you know he pulled him out of the situation and he kind of stepped everybody back because it was just him going to first base and it was just a sea of blue people right there.
Right.
Like, hey, hold on, I'm gonna need y'all to you know. Back up off my guy while he walking to first base. It ain't even that deep. I didn't even see the need for them to clear the benches, honestly.
This is the thing. The whole clear the benches thing, and, like, it's funny because when you look at it, you know, you're looking at bullpens. You look at – I love it when the bullpens come in, you know, 40 minutes later. But what it is basically, like, You're standing up for your team. You know, you got one guy out there going up against nine guys.
Exactly.
So you're running out there for your team, and then the rest of their team run out there. And it all becomes stupid. But my biggest thing with it is, like you said, they came together. Let these mugs have fun. Let these mugs have fun. And first, Joe West, worst umpire in Major League Baseball.
Oh, of course.
Hands down.
Of course.
Worst umpire in Major League Baseball. I don't have no problem saying it. I don't have any problem. You know, like, worst umpire in Major League. And he screws the White Sox over every time. And for you to be the one to come in and try to police, you know, listen, it's MLB's game. They have their policies. If your policy is if somebody uses an explicitive, not an explicitive, you know, a racial slur, a homophobic slur, something like that, he's instantly gone. He's instantly suspended. Whatever. Do I think that it's tough to police that when it's the word that was used? Yeah, because As black folks, we say that word every day. Right, we use that word all the time. It's in regular vocabulary. And if we get heated, a lot of times that word comes out. But
most of the time.
Right. But at the end of the day, you have to be better than that in that moment. They didn't handle it well.
Yeah.
You knew there was going to be that retaliation. You knew that. That was coming, and Joe West and his umpiring crew handled it terribly. And then to eject Tim Anderson, it's a heat of the moment thing. That's my problem.
I just never understood why it was done. I really don't feel like they needed to throw him out.
Well, my thing is it's a heat of the moment thing. So you're in the heat of the moment. You're everybody's hype. It's like throwing mugs out when they get into it in basketball, but nobody throws a punch. You assess your technical fouls. Nobody fought. Nothing happened. They just got in a confrontation. You know how many words are said in moments like that? You picked out instantly when Tim Anderson said, "Oh, it was an earshot of the other team." I bet you they said it right back. You know what I'm saying? Like, for you to instantly pick that out. Now, if it came out later and you suspended him for that, I can deal with that. I don't have an issue with that, because that's MLB's policy. But for Joe West to specifically pick out Tim Anderson, and this all, in my opinion, this goes back to the season before, where Tim Anderson came out and clearly said Joe West is one of the worst umpires in baseball. But that's what it is to me. That's why he was thrown out to me.
That's a proven fact.
Oh, bro, did you see the study?
Because you know, mugs try to put their own agendas on games. They got a couple of refs like that in the NBA.
Yeah.
Especially in the NFL. I mean, they got a couple of people that do it all the time. Shout out to Ovi for KOing that dude. I just better wait now that I'm talking about it.
Let's just allow fighting in all sports.
Hey, Joe. But,
Ovi laying people out.
He really is. He want all the smoke. But seriously, though, some people had their own agenda and like to make their mark on the game, and I feel like that's what that was. Like, oh, you think I'm a horrible umpire? Oh.
Yep, you're out. Tim Anderson could have looked at him the wrong way, and he'd have got Tim Anderson out of there. And Joe West loved to challenge these guys. I don't know if he don't take his job seriously, if he just want. I mean, he's a country singer on the side. You know, like, nobody knows what Joe West really's doing out here, but it's a joke to me. It's a joke to me because he, like you said, he's got his own personal agenda, and that's the spin that he puts on the game, and you're yawning again on the live. Every time. It's the middle of the day, morning, evening, always yawning on live. It don't make sense.
I gotta get the one yawn, bro.
You gotta get my one yawn in, bro. Exhausted. Yeah, I mean, like you said, it's tough for MLB to police this either way. It's heat of the moment to me, you know?
I mean, yeah, so at the end of the day, I felt like he shouldn't. I feel like if Major League Baseball is going to handle something like this, I feel like they got to bring in somebody that, you know, can handle these types of situations. Because it's clear that, you know, they wasn't ready for that. Especially if you finna be doing that and like, especially if you finna make that a rule. But I feel like me and you both said, it's a word that's used amongst black folks in an everyday setting, every day, all day, especially when we get heated. So,
and I mean, I guess really I guess when you say that, like, that's not an excuse for him using it on the field like that. But I mean, how many? No, the biggest thing I could point to is Kyle Schwarber basically trying to tear the ump apart,
bro.
In the Cubs game the week before, and maybe he didn't use, you know, a racial slur, as they would call it, but he's cussing the ump out. They didn't. Now, granted, it's end of the game, but no suspensions were dropped down. No, you know, like, I don't. This wasn't directed at the ump. This wasn't directed at a specific, you know, like, he wasn't spewing it hatefully
right.
at the person. He was just saying it's basically a description of it. You know, like not a description. It's what's the word I'm looking for? It's like an adjective. It fit in anywhere. It could be a noun. It could be it just fit in anywhere, and it just pops out in regular conversation. Now, is that an excuse? Like I said, no, but MLB, we got to take a bigger look. And a lot of people have come out in support of Tim Anderson, saying that he shouldn't have been suspended for using this word. No, Timmy took it like a champ.
I feel like he shouldn't have, because of the simple fact, like, you got to look at it. And that's all I'm trying to say. Like, at that moment, Joe West made that moment about him.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I agree.
In that moment, I can see why he would have said the N-word, because he drilled him.
Yeah.
Like, dude, he just drilled me in my side.
He just used
like,
the weapon at my back.
Of course.
And you have a problem with me saying the N-word.
Like, that had nothing to do with you. Absolutely nothing. And you made that about you.
Yeah.
Just so you can get your little one headline news.
Yeah. And that's what Joe is. But that's what Joe West is. He's a joke. He's a joke in the league. A lot of these old him and Angel Hernandez, both jokes in Major League Baseball. They honestly, in my opinion, I think they're the biggest biggest failures of baseball. Every season we say these names as like laughing almost. Like it's not worth it talk about them anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like they're garbage at their job. I've never seen like it's like the weatherman. Like I've never seen somebody be wrong so often, and it just be okay.
Oh yeah, we're definitely gonna have sunshine. Next thing you know, it's just snowing out here.
Right. Just kind of to button up the whole bat flip thing, you know. Does he deserve the suspension, you know, at the end of the day?
Nah.
I don't think so. In my personal opinion, I don't think so. But it is Major League Baseball's policy, so I can't tell them that they're wrong for their policy. You know what I'm saying? So, but I wouldn't personally have suspended Tim Anderson for it. We're going to kind of switch things up. Just a reminder, this episode is brought to you by Cash App. Hit that link below so that you can get your $5 for signing up. If you hit that link below right now, you can get $5 for signing up with our code. It is in the bio underneath. So next topic we're gonna get into, gotta talk a little NBA playoffs.
Oh, you already know
it's a must.
That time of the month is here. First round.
Kyrie with the sweep.
Kyrie? Sweeping out here? I mean, honestly, all in all, good fight by the Pacers. But
Pacers put up a fight every game. I give them credit for that.
They had the lead at halftime 3 out of 4 games.
Yeah, but you knew the big boys.
The difference is Kyrie, they had Kyrie. And the Pacers didn't have Victor Oladipo.
Yeah, that is the difference. 100%.
That was legitimately the difference. And not to mention, the defense, at times the Celtics was lax this series. But the defense that they played this series, without especially without Marcus Smart and putting Jaylen Brown in there, clamps, bro.
Yeah.
Straight clamps. I feel like everybody, and I was saying this, if they got on page at the right time and left everything in the regular season like I knew that they was capable of doing, they can hoop like this. And another thing that y'all need to watch out for, Gordon Hayward is back, bro. Gordon Hayward is back. He said. You know the leg, he was at peak performance. He's almost right back where he need to be. I've seen this dude driving, taking contact, even though he got demolished by Miles Turner today. The dude 20 points off the bench. Celtics bench, I think it was 50 points or 54 points off the bench today, which I was really excited to see, and I feel like now, you know, Kyrie's kind of fully taken over, and they basically showing what they're capable of doing. So,
how do you think the playoffs is going to round itself out? You know, we got the Celtics pretty much closing things out. Not in an easy fashion, but you knew that they were going to be able to. And then you got the Milwaukee Bucks getting ready to kind of do the same thing, it looks like.
Yeah, they're definitely about to do the same thing.
I mean, how does that match out play out?
Honestly, it's pretty interesting. My whole takeaway from that is, because I'm not sure if they got Malcolm Brogdon back yet, or do I have no.
We can double check that.
I have no clue. But to me, it's going to come down to two things, and that's bench play and that's bench play and the three ball. Bench play and the three ball is what it's going to come down to. Because I feel like that they both have size, and these matchups was pretty much close.
Brogdon is not back. He did not play.
So basically the Marcus Smart Malcolm Brogdon thing can't cancel each other out because they both key pieces. So like I said, to me, bench play and 3-point shooting is what it's gonna come down to. Because right. I feel like this series might go seven. This is going to go seven because I feel like at the end of the day, while everybody says, oh, yeah, this is bud ball from Atlanta, what was the one thing that we said about Atlanta that they didn't have before when they got swept in the playoffs by LeBron? They didn't have a star.
Yeah.
Now you got Giannis, so
yeah, it makes a difference.
It's definitely gonna make a difference. And with the way I know both of these teams can play defense and is capable of playing defense, Kyrie, Jason Tatum, and especially Gordon Hayward, because I think if the Celtics is gonna make a run at the chip, like I fully expect them to, mm-hmm. Gordon Hayward is gonna be the key factor to that.
I would fully agree with you because I think that
Gordon Hayward is back, bro.
I think his health and he's playing better at the right time. I wouldn't say fully back yet, but his health brings a dynamic to this league that or this team that they didn't have. A guy who, yes, Jason Tatum is a threat. Yes, Jason Tatum is very good.
He's only 20.
He's only 20, bro. But at the end of the day, Jason Tatum hasn't – he hasn't had the experience. He definitely got it last year. But he's at in a position in his career where he doesn't have that playoff kill mentality yet.
Oh, well, not yet.
He's going to get it. You can see it.
He could definitely get it because
– oh, you can definitely see it. But I think that Gordon Hayward makes that load lighter for him. He doesn't need it as much. You know what I'm saying? That's the point I'm trying to make. The Gordon Hayward being added to it, now you can't double-team Jason Tatum because he's so good. Now you can't double-team Kyrie Irving because he's so good. Because if you got Jason Tatum, Kyrie Irving, Jaylen Brown, Gordon Hayward on the floor. Marcus Morris. And by the way, if we follow Kyrie off of the pick and pop, Al Horford's knocking that down too. There's too many guys to guard. They are, if he's healthy right now, if he's at his peak, once again, they are the biggest threat to come out of the East, in my opinion.
Exactly.
I think they're back to being the biggest threat to come out of the East, and I don't know how Milwaukee can defend all of them.
I don't refute that because my whole thing is, Who's going to be out there when you put that lineup out there?
Right.
Like.
You definitely got. And who do you got Giannis guarding? You probably got Giannis on Tatum. But you got Giannis.
But even then, like,
you Brook Lopez on Horford.
And this is the reason why I say this. Everybody that they put out there in the fourth quarter can put the ball on the floor.
And can score threes. That's what's important.
And they can put the ball on the floor, handle, and shoot threes. I seen, and this is another reason why I feel like he's back. I seen Gordon Hayward take the ball out to the top of the key with like 9 seconds left. Drove into the paint, got contact on Miles Turner, and finished with the N1.
Yeah,
and got
two.
Right, and,
speaking of Miles Turner,
he definitely doubted.
Oh, a moment of silence for Gordon Hayward. Thank you very much.
Anyway, he definitely caught a body on him, but if it's like you really cannot guard that lineup, which is why, like I said, I'm honestly sticking to my prediction. I have them coming out. If they play like I know that they're capable of playing, because I know we clown them all year, I got them coming out of the East.
And it's tough because, honestly, there's some good teams in the East that I think you can sleep on. Philly, you cannot sleep on. And there's one reason. Joel Embiid.
Shout out.
There's one reason. Basically, honestly, this is one of those teams. Philly's one of those teams that if you give anything besides what Joel Embiid gives, you've got a shot at winning.
True.
And they've got players that can give. You got your Tobias Harris. True. You got your Jimmy Butler. Ben Simmons is getting 31-point games out here. Now, do I think and don't sleep on what Brooklyn's been able to do, but they're getting taken care of. Like,
because the issue with them is they can hang with them. They just do not have the size when they go to the small lineup.
Well, but they're getting taken care of like they're supposed to. The playoffs aren't supposed to be easy. In the first round, you're supposed to have teams that you struggle with.
What do we expect from Toronto?
From Toronto? Honestly, you shouldn't be struggling against the Magic.
As I just said, but
I feel like this lineup itself should not be struggling against the Magic. It should be built to not dominate, but these games shouldn't be all nail biters. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but and
don't sleep on the Magic either, because what they did at the end of the season was amazing.
Shout out to OVO Jonathan.
OVO Johnny, shout out you.
I'm seeing that the Raptors have a little problem with guarding size. Because I fully expect them to beat the Magic, but they're struggling because the Magic have size. I mean, Aaron Gordon, Nick Vucevic, Jonathan Isaac.
Yeah.
On the same lineup with DJ Augustine and Evan Fournier,
yeah.
Terrence Ross coming off the bench. Like, these dudes came to play. They just like Brooklyn. They just can't find a way to win it at the end.
They don't have that guy that you can. And that's what you need when you're a playoff team. The guy that you can count on and his second. Because what the Chicago Bulls went through when Derrick Rose was the guy was in 2008, they didn't have anyone else to go to. Luol Deng was your next best option. Carlos Boozer was your next best option. And these guys weren't getting the job done. With the Toronto Raptors, that's their biggest problem. With the Orlando Magic, that's their biggest problem. Now they're getting games from guys besides Kyrie that like Pascal Siakam.
Wait. Pause. Slow it down. So are you saying that Kawhi is not a closer?
No. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying you need that other guy for when people double team Kawhi. Well, the biggest thing that happened to Derrick Rose when he was on the Bulls was they started doubling him up. They didn't just have Mario Chalmers on him. They were sending LeBron to help.
That was the biggest thing to shut the Bulls down. That's the biggest thing that shuts every team down. That's why you can't just have one guy. You got to have – for Giannis, it's Chris Middleton. When guys are double, triple teaming Giannis, even though they can't stop him, Giannis is kicking it out to Chris Middleton and Brooke Lopez on the wings. They're knocking down trays. That's the guy you need. And you can need that guy consistently. Everybody wants it to be Kyle Lowry. Listen, I'm telling y'all, Kyle Lowry is not here for playoff basketball.
Kyle Lowry ain't never been for these playoff buckets.
Kyle Lowry is not here for playoff basketball.
First game, you didn't score. Then I just got to say this.
And you got the nerve to talk about your stats like you did.
The reason why they lost the first game was because, yes, he didn't score. But Kawhi doesn't have that fourth quarter mentality like, yo, I need to go get this bucket. Because the reason why they lost the first game was because he was getting the calls late down the stretch. And then he went in, game was tied. Mark Gasol, I almost said Powell. Mark Gasol.
Wrong Gasol there.
He kicked it out to Mark Gasol for the three, which he was 0 for 6 all night.
And that's another thing. Mark Gasol has not been a factor.
It wasn't that. Mark Gasol has not really been a factor. He should have drove in, got the contact and went to the line, but he does not have that killer mentality yet, which is why I feel like Toronto can't possibly beat Boston because yes, you have Kawhi, but at the same time, it's like, what did you finna get out of Kyle Lowry? That's first off, and then second off, it's like Pascal Siakam, he's there, but he's not there. Yeah, the 30-10 game was cool, but I mean, he gonna need to do that against Boston. I'm gonna need somebody else to show up. That's all that is. I'm going to need somebody else to show up. Kawhi can't do it on his own. And he don't have that killer instinct. And Kyle isn't going to be the one to tell him. Kyle should have been the one to tell him, yo, I need you to, like, take over and step up so that way we can get this done. And he just don't have that in his mindset right now.
Kawhi is an interesting – he's an interesting case because it's just one of those, like, last game he had 16 points. You want to see more from him. And I get they were giving the ball more to Siakam because he was getting it off, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was going in, he was scoring the buckets, he was getting everything done that he needed to do. But still, like, who's your number one here? And even with that, Lowry, 12-5-10. Mark Gasol, 9-3-1. These are supposed to be the guys that you're relying on, yo. These are supposed to be the guys that you're relying on to get it done. Now, Kawhi Leonard, I think Kawhi Leonard's that guy when you need him to be. And we're talking about the Raptors like they aren't up. You know what I'm saying? We're like, you know, I don't know. I'm not really feeling it. And they're going to get tipping off here against the Magic. In a little bit.
Now, but you know what? It's bad, though. It's bad for Kyle Lowry from the standpoint, I would rather start Fred VanVleet than start you. Because Fred VanVleet.
I don't know if I'm going that far. I don't think he's a better option.
Defensively, he's definitely not a better option. Okay, defensively. But you got to give me some. I'm not talking about defensively from Kyle Lowry. We need you to score, bro.
Yeah.
We need you to score. So,
and it's going to be bad. The further you get in the playoffs, the worse it's going to get.
And then think about it is this. We said that time and time again with DeMar DeRozan. I heard so many people like OVO Jonathan and then even more people. Oh, man, we had DeMar DeRozan. We got Kawhi now. It's going to be different. The same thing I said. It's looking exactly the same. my thing is, to me, I could be wrong. I want all the smoke for this. He's just an upgraded version of DeMar DeRozan, bro. With lockdown defense. That's all Kawhi Leonard is, bro. I'm sorry, bro.
You wildin'.
I'm sorry.
You wildin'. You getting smoked for that. Bro, you wildin'.
Bro.
You're wildin'. You wildin'.
You can do all you wanna do, but he's not capable of closing games. He's not capable of closing games. He's not.
He's closed games countless times this season.
That's in the regular season, man. Everybody always say, oh, man, he closing games. Bro, regular season and playoffs is two different things.
He closed games in the playoffs in San Antonio.
Regular season, bro. Bro.
So when they beat the Heat and he was clamping LeBron up in the fourth quarter.
He was clamping LeBron up. We already know you got Hall of Fame defense. I'm asking you to go out there and give me a bucket. The Magic shouldn't even have a win in the series.
The other team's got to show up to play too. I agree with you that the defense has to be better, but that's not all on Kawhi. And when it's been said and done, Kawhi's helped them get the job done. He's been the guy in there. But he does. I agree with you. He does need to score more going forward. He does need to be more of the focus.
Like,
but
you can't
say he's just a better DeMar DeRozan. DeMar DeRozan is a number two on a team with Kawhi Leonard,
bro.
Like he's
it's Antonio Brown and then it's Juju Smith-Schuster. Like
but. That's a big gap right now. We don't know what Juju is by himself. DeRozan is proven by himself. He's here for these buckets.
Bro, you cannot be dropping off in the playoffs. I don't care. I'm here for all the smoke. Like, I'm not saying that he's not disinterested, but I need more, bro. They're not making them finals.
I'll agree with you on that.
I need more.
I'll agree with you on that.
I need more.
He needs to give more for them to make the finals.
And like I said, they struggle with size.
Honestly, I'd hate to see them in the finals because the Warriors would smoke them. By the way,
They definitely would. And
although Houston giving me a little pause. Don't let Chris Paul stay healthy out here.
Cut it out. Anyway.
Don't let Chris Paul stay healthy out here. OKC ain't going, I'll tell you that much.
Honestly, a team that has surprised
me in these playoffs? Portland.
Bro.
Portland has surprised me in these playoffs.
Let me tell you, bro. I'm not really sold on Portland because I know what Portland can do. Like,
we'll find out tonight. Honestly, tonight is the game. The Warriors just went up on the Clippers 3-1, too. So.
Well, I mean, because basically, at the end of the day, it's like this. Concerning the East, I feel like with the Raptors struggling with the Magic because of the Magic size.
Yeah.
I think
Philly could definitely beat them. Right.
I was just about to say that. Like, you got Jimmy, and this is before they got Boban.
Yeah.
So.
And Boban is a nice piece.
Boban is decent, bro.
I like Boban. Hey.
He be yelling Kobe on the jumpers,
that
too.
That mug be calling it out. Kobe.
Hey, but.
Like, you screamed it, too. We heard it from here.
If you struggling with the size, it's like at that point, for that series, I'm going to need Ben Simmons to hit jump shots. If you're not hitting them, you have to at least take them, bro.
Well, I mean, listen, I don't need him to hit jump shots if he's scoring 31. But you got to be honest then. If you can be Giannis, be Giannis. If you can be unstoppable like that. But I don't think you can do that.
I'm gonna tell you like this though. I'm gonna tell you like this because Jimmy Butler can score, but Pascal Siakam got defense, bro. His defense is really good.
But who are you putting Siakam on?
I'm putting him on Jimmy.
I would put him on Ben Simmons.
I would put him on Ben Simmons for the reason he could completely take
him out of the game, and Kyle Lowry has the length to stay in front of Jimmy Butler. He don't have the size quite.
Kyle Lowry.
I would put Kyle Lowry on Jimmy Butler. He don't have the size, but then what it does, it forces you to take Jimmy, and he's going to be in the paint. He's not shooting threes.
I would put Pascal Siakam on Jimmy. Put – No. Put Pascal Siakam on Ben. Put Kawhi on Jimmy because
my fault. Yeah, I'm not thinking Kawhi on Jimmy. Yeah, okay.
Put Kawhi on Jimmy, and then, because then Danny Green can
lock on Joel.
Danny Green can lock up JJ.
Yeah.
Danny Green can lock up JJ.
I don't see them in Philly, honestly.
So my thing is I'm going to need Ben to show up in all games.
Yeah.
But also my other issue is what's Joel Embiid's health situation?
That's true. But he looked pretty good, man.
Because he can get buckets, but the dude is gassed.
Even if he's unhealthy. But honestly, I think that's his diet, too, bro. I'm telling y'all. This man be eating Big Macs.
Bro, the man's be eating burgers and watching Naruto before the game.
I'm telling you, bro. Like, he's every – like, he don't have – and I'm not saying he doesn't work out. I'm not saying that he's not in shape.
He just don't got a proper diet.
I just think he's – he's getting winded the further you get in. You get beat up more. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just the natural way that things are in the playoffs. That's what happens.
But, yeah, if it was that serious, I don't know. I see that. Maybe
we say that, and the man still had 31-16-7.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
With six blocks.
With six blocks, right. You know what I'm saying? But he does seem like he's
– block, I eat what I want.
Right. He does seem like he's carrying the load for this team, and he's just hoping that they can give him anything on the back end.
Exactly.
But listen, Philly's in there. I right now, the way I look at it, and I'm not gonna get overly hyped. I think if Gordon Hayward is there, your Eastern Conference Finals is gonna be Philly and Boston.
Well,
do it line up that way?
It will line up like that. It will line up like that.
I think that's
that's why I said we both said that after Philly made the trade,
because I don't think Milwaukee has enough shooting. I don't think now is Giannis unstoppable. Yes, but I don't think Milwaukee has enough shooting.
Just run them off the line.
Right.
Just run them off the line.
Right. 100%. You're running them off the line. Now, I mean, Giannis is going to drop 50, but now you're telling Chris Middleton and you're telling Brooke Lopez. He can, but you're telling Chris Middleton and you're telling, you know, Nico Mirotic, I want you to score in the paint. I want you to be a factor in the paint.
Which we know Nico is not.
Yeah. That's a soft human being. But, the Golden State Warriors, too, man, they're closing out their series pretty much. They did lose Boogie Cousins. I basically don't have a team to root for anymore. But how do you feel about Golden? You still got a Golden State Finals. Golden State in the Finals still.
Golden State.
You basically lost one All-Star and you got four more.
Golden State still going. My whole issue with that was the fact that we just not going to slide past the fact and act like Pat Bev one locking up KD, and some and ones nonetheless.
The best part about that whole thing is KD, or the Warriors sent tape to the NBA talking about Patrick Beverley playing illegal defense on KD, saying that he was hand-checking him.
No, I think the proper word that he said was, you're allowing him to lean on me.
Yeah, I love that they're crying about 5'10", Pat Beverley.
You can't. My thing is,
I give him 6'1".
You supposed to be a 7-footer, bro, with a handle who can pull up from 30.
It cracks me up, bro. It cracks me up every time.
Who takes you out of two games? Like this is my issue. Like,
let's see what he did today, actually.
But it's just like he show up when he want to, cause like he get bored. He get bored, but at the
he showed up today. 33-7-6.
Oh, well.
On 12 of 21. Well, Pat Beverley, how'd you do? 12-10-5. Those are actually pretty normal Pat Beverley numbers. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's all righty. Well, Kevin, you know, keep doing what you're doing. You know, watch that illegal defense, Pat Beverley. You know,
yeah, but he
didn't really have anything for that.
I don't know. But other than that, that's about it on the Warriors.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the West, in my opinion, I think Houston might have a chance, and I'm honestly feeling like Portland might have a chance. But those are the only two.
I don't think Portland got a chance.
I think Portland could muddy the game up enough, and with Enes Kanter, it's going to be a problem inside without them having Boogie. But the Warriors are going to be shooting threes. Can you guard the outside? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it's like,
is CJ McCollum on Clay, Dame on Steph? Who's got the seven-footer?
Yeah. And then, you know, like, and then
who's got Kevin Durant?
I'm going all the way back to when KD was on CJ's podcast and talking to his face. All we got to do is like you and Dame up. Like,
I mean, honestly, he's not wrong. He's not wrong.
The better the better matchup would be for them to play the Thunder, because then you can actually play straight up,
right,
where Steph actually has to guard somebody.
Right.
But I mean, I feel like it's going six. I still got everybody thundering up. I don't like all this hate that Russ is getting, though. Talking about
Russ,
he's
always
bad.
Gets the hate.
When you shoot the way that they shot and it just wasn't him, especially from three-point range, that's not on him.
Right.
That's not even on him. That's not on Paul George. Y'all just got to play better. Like, that's the only reason why they're up in this series right now. But if they can hit their threes, then they're Gucci. They should be blowing past Portland.
Making good points.
So, like, I mean, that's pretty self-explanatory, but I don't feel like y'all should be saying, oh, yeah, Russ isn't this, the Thunder isn't that, they should be peaking. The only thing I can say is the only other reason why they would match up with the Thunder so good, I mean, not the Thunder, but the Warriors so good, is because if they play defense 48 minutes like I know that they're capable of playing, then that would be an interesting series. But I got Portland. I mean, not Portland, but I got Thunder in six.
Yeah, I mean – And like I said, getting to the finals, the only team, honestly, I think that's going to get there. I don't see Houston beating them. I like what Clint Capella is doing. I like what James Harden is doing. I like what Chris Paul is doing. But at the end of the day, can you defend it? And I don't think they can. James Harden is amazing. We had this conversation yesterday because I'm sitting around with a few friends, and one of the guys was like, I don't know what he was talking about. He said he didn't think D-Wade was a top three shooting guard all time. And I was like,
who said this?
Who you got above him? It's Jordan, Kobe, and Wade, and that's it. Like, who's three? And he was like, well, James Harden. And I was like, okay, but James Harden's career is not done yet. James Harden may be three. He's going to need to win a few rings first. But
give me three.
I think you
need to give me at least three rings.
I mean, talent-wise, in my opinion, I think James Harden's better than D-Wade, talent-wise. Because D-Wade was such a to-the-paint kind of guy, but he played a different NBA. D-Wade would put you in so many buckets, it was a problem. You know what I'm saying? And then he was like, well, AI was a shooting guard. I was like, AI wasn't better than D-Wade, first off. Second off, yeah, he kind of was a shooting guard. But
even though in the playoffs, his scoring average is the second highest scoring average of all time.
Oh, yeah, he was a problem for
29.7.
Sure. But I'm going career.
So
I'd rather have D-Wade's career.
Rather have D-Wade's career, because at the end of the day, they can say James Harden all they want to. James Harden don't play defense. D-Wade.
James Harden playing a little bit better defense.
Man, look.
But does his scoring outweigh his defense, though? Because he scores his buckets at – he's – let's be honest, and I know it's sacrilege to say on a Chicago podcast, he's scoring at a Jordan clip right now. Nobody has done what James Harden has done except Michael Jordan.
He is scoring at a Jordan clip, but Jordan played defense, too, when he was getting those buckets.
I agree with you. And I'm not saying he's better than Jordan. I'm not saying – but – shooting guards all time, James Harden is scoring like Jordan right now. Now, is he playing on the other end? No, not. He playing a little bit better. Honestly, I got to give him credit. We talk about Harden not playing defense.
He
I got to give him credit.
A little bit
He's standing in front of people.
Oh, by the way, now that we're talking about defense, shout out to Kyrie the last two games, getting in there, doing what he does.
Oh, yeah.
But, other than that, continue.
Yeah, but
that was
always
sidebar.
But I it's all good. But the thing is, in my opinion, what I was saying was James Harden can't do it by himself, basically. Like, even though he is playing at one of the most amazing levels that we've ever seen in this NBA, he can't do it by himself. Capella's got to be amazing on defense. Because who you got guarding Kevin Durant?
It's like Kevin Durant said earlier.
You got Harden guarding Durant?
I'm Kevin Durant.
Yeah, you got Harden guarding Durant. I mean, Kevin Durant is pretty much self-guarded.
Usually the only times
people are checking him is because, like, he's in his own head.
Oh yeah.
That's about it.
He was in his bag.
That's about it.
Those first two games. So, I mean, that is what it is. But, I mean, other than that, if he fixed that, I'm cool. I just don't like the fact that he could just turn it off and turn it on like that. But, I mean, hey. That's just the way Legends was built. You feel me? So, at the end of the day, I don't got nothing to say about that. I don't feel the Rockets. I would honestly say it would take them. It won't go seven. Just off of the simple fact, they don't even really play defense on the Warriors, bro. It's more to the fact. I don't like, oh, like getting physical is one thing with them, but it's like, okay, you ain't really playing no defense. You just pushing them off of their spots. Like,
right.
You just roughing them up. Like, plus Steph Curry owns Chris Paul. Like, career head to head, he owns Chris Paul. He been owning Chris Paul since he been on the Clippers. So I mean, it's come on, man. Like, cut it out. That's a wash.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. Like, I almost want another team to be in it, but at the same time, I don't. Because I want the best team to be in it, and I think Golden State is going to be the best team. And I think the best finals right now would be Golden State and Philly. And I say that for this reason. Because think about who's on. It's going to make it entertaining.
Yeah, it's going
to – Think about who's on Philly. Joel Embiid, Jimmy Butler. You know these mothers going to be petty. You saw Embiid the other day. We're going to try not to blow the 3-1 lead like Golden State did. Jimmy just got up and walked out of that mug. And it's going to be competitive. It would be competitive.
You can't tell me it wouldn't be competitive with Boston, though.
No, I'm not saying it wouldn't be. But I just think it would be a more entertaining fight. The Bulls ain't in it. At this point, I'm just here to be entertained. Are you not entertained?
Oh, that's me. That's me.
I'm just here to be entertained.
That's me. But I'm saying I want that Kyrie Steph matchup. I want to see because I know, like, all jokes aside, we make jokes about Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Oh, he's only 20. Jaylen Brown's only 21. And then, like, if we get them on a big stage, I want to see. Like, I want to see them dudes show out. Like, I really do.
Right.
I really do. Plus, I feel like matchup-wise, that's just a better matchup, even though
at the end of the day, KD is KD. Jason Tatum going to get into KD. Not to say you're going to stop him, but when they – boy, they be going at it.
He definitely
going to
mix him up. Jason Tatum out here for these buckets.
Yeah.
If he ain't scared of Brian, he definitely not going to be scared of KD, so.
Let's switch it up, man. We're going to move on to the next stage of the show. Going to get into a little bit of
Ringo's Red Hot Takes, baby.
Hey, we got to find something. But before we do that, we just want to make sure y'all know that this is brought to you by Cash App. You can hit the link in the description. This podcast, the YouTube Live was tweaking out on us, man. It's becoming a problem. It's becoming a problem. We're going to have to figure some things out, man. We're going to have to figure some things to make it a little bit better for y'all, because I feel like we're doing y'all a disservice. But you can still click that link in the description. It's going to be in the description on SoundCloud. Going to be in the description on iTunes. Going to be in the description on Spotify. Going to be in the description on TuneIn. Going to be in the description on pretty much everything. Everything we got is going to be in that description.
Everything you got.
So, y'all make sure y'all check that out. Get you a free $5 for signing up when you click that code.
And then tell your mamas to tell your mamas so you can get another $5.
You know what I'm saying?
Tell your mamas to tell your mamas so you can get an extra $5.
Tell mama to send your mama $5 and then she send it to you. Yeah, man. So let's get into that Ringo's Red Hot Taste. What you got for us, Ringo? All
right, man. So out of all the news that broke over these weeks that we've been gone, y'all seen it. It was heard around the world. We're going to go to L.A. and talk about this Magic Johnson situation.
Oh, yeah, that did happen while I was out of town, didn't it?
Which, oh, by the way, he completely stole the thunder from D-Wade and Dirk with them last two games. But, you know, I ain't here to talk about that. That's another story for another day. Listen, man, I've been getting a lot of feedback on my IG, people sliding into the DMs. Oh, why do you think Magic left? Did you have a Magic left? What's your thoughts on Magic leaving? I'm going to give y'all not one, not two, but three reasons why Magic Johnson left the Lakers. Because it's three. At the end of the day, it's three reasons why he left. The honorary mention for this whole thing is this. My whole thing is when I first heard the news, I knew something was going on, even though we already know it was something going on behind closed doors. When have you ever known Magic Johnson to start something that he did not finish?
Right.
That like,
actually, no, that's Magic. Whenever he fails or something, Magic coached for what, 12 games? He was like, yep, I can't do it. They're not me. I want to teach these mothers how to do it.
Besides that, like I'm talking about like strictly on the business side, bringing people in, this, that, and the third. When have you ever seen him quit something? Because I've never seen him quit anything. So while we getting into this, my first thing is this. I feel like the first reason why he quit was because of, one, I feel like he knows, even though they may not know, the Lakers aren't bringing in any free agents.
The Lakers, so you don't think they get it? Well, talking in that exit press conference, I think it's the opposite. He was like, you know, when they go get the other guy, you know, when they go. I was like, dang, like, you just know it's coming, bro?
I don't think that. No, but you got to understand, David Griffin is now. David Griffin is not a Pelicans GM. I don't think, as bad as AD may still want to go to LA, I feel like at the end of the day, he gonna do what's best for the Pelicans. Even though him and LeBron got history, he still got to put the Pelicans on the map. So whichever way he gonna do that, he's gonna do that. I think he knows that probably making a trade with the Lakers is not, you know, in their best interest. It's not in their best interest. But like I said, I feel like they're not getting. He knows that they're not going to get any free agents because one, it's been a whole bunch of people on record that say they don't want to play with Bron. Bron has ran his course. Everybody talked. You heard about what KD said. I don't want the spotlight around me. What's one of the main things that KD always says? I just want to hoop.
Right.
That's all he says. It's too much of a circus around LeBron. I just want to hoop. Same thing with Kawhi Leonard. Came out and said, too much of a circus around LeBron. If I was going to be in LA, where would I want to go? The Clippers. Bro, the Clippers is only one key piece away from doing what they got to do.
Right.
I mean, I'm just saying. And they got the ability to sign two max contract free agents. So then you put that.
I still think there's that lure of wanting to come play for the Lakers more than the Clippers, though.
Still, but LeBron is over there. LeBron is over there. That I feel like that intensifies everything. I don't feel like Jimmy would go there because Jimmy likes holding people accountable. And Bron can't even hold himself accountable. So I don't feel like that's gonna work. Clay's staying put. I mean, Boogie may go over there, depending on how this all shakes out. But other than that, I don't feel like that's really gonna help them, because this year on defense, the Warriors was horrible. Plus minus, him on the floor, versus him without. So I don't know. My second reason for that. I mean, okay. So my second reason for Magic Johnson leaving, what happened to be LeBron James? Because my whole thing is this: LeBron James, Rich Paul, his whole team, for that matter. I feel like at the end of the day, in my heart of hearts, I feel like they had a deal for AD.
Yeah.
But with Rich Paul coming out and making it public that, you know, AD needed a deal done in 10 days, we need to get this done now so I can get to the Lakers. And that let everybody else get out to it, because then after that you put Pop on, and Pop said, you know, it was reports out that Pop said don't do a deal with the Lakers.
Right.
And everything like that. If that would have never leaked, probably
you think that deal gets done.
Probably would have stayed. Cause if you think about it, and Magic Johnson's, I think it was like second press conference ever, when he got the president position, he specifically said, "Hey, if we don't get no superstars within the next 2 years,
down." Yeah, I remember that.
I'm leaving.
Yeah.
He said that specifically, and he held true to his word.
He held true to his word.
Definitely left. I feel like if that would have never came out, they probably would have got this deal done. Even though I still don't think maybe they would have made the playoffs. I don't know, but I feel like if that would have never got leaked, he probably would have stayed. And then notice the other biggest factor is, he didn't tell Jeannie, and guess what? LeBron might have came there for him, but
she didn't even know he was doing that interview.
Exactly. Him not telling Bron on the way out.
Yeah, that was kind of wild. I don't really like the way Magic went about it, but he said it's a lot of backstabbing going on up in here. Like, so I'm gonna get up out of it. And you know what? Honestly, Magic just wanna have fun. And he said, I just wanna have fun. You know, do what I got to do. He's like, Ben Simmons called me and I want to teach him something, and I couldn't because it's tampering. You know, so like
he's just trying to live his life out here. I mean, I feel like at the end of the day, LeBron botched it, management botched it, and my third reason is, y'all got to understand, Magic Johnson is a billionaire. He don't need this.
Right.
He don't need this.
Magic Johnson said, I'm gonna go watch some Dodgers games.
He did a favor for y'all. This dude owns three businesses, is a part owner of the Dodgers, part owner of the Sparks. The season is about to start up. Why would I be messing with y'all if y'all can't even get y'all affairs in order?
Right.
Y'all don't even got a real GM. Y'all got somebody that y'all swear by, and Rob Pelinka. Y'all got somebody that y'all swear about, Rob Pelinka. Y'all trying to bring Tyronn Lue back in the fold, but it's just dysfunction everywhere you turn. And I feel like that was the biggest reason what you just said. Magic Johnson, if he walking around the job not smiling,
something is wrong. Magic Johnson smiling everything. Hey, car accident. What's going on over there? How you doing, baby?
Joe,
everybody good?
Like,
you need me to come do something over here?
It's a problem. You got to let Magic be Magic be Magic. And honestly, he was on the record. Everybody got this on the record now. He wanted to draft De'Aaron Fox.
He really did.
Jeannie said, let's draft Lonzo Ball. How's that working out for you?
De'Aaron Fox would make this team look real good right now.
How's that working out? You can't tell De'Aaron Fox, Brandon Ingram, Kuz, Bron.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that ain't playoffs at least.
That definitely has this team looking a lot better right now.
Like, you, at the end of the day, like, I was upset at him for the simple fact, like, you took the shine away from D-Wade and Dirk on their last game of the season. But with that being said, I was kind of glad that he did what he did because of the simple fact it puts them behind the eight ball because LeBron was sent there to recruit and also was Magic. Like, Magic is a name that's going to get you a meeting, just not Brown alone.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it puts your issues to the forefront, and y'all need to work on y'all issues so that way the organization can be better as a whole, because I feel like he only did this, one, out of a favor to Genie, and then, two, he wants to see this Lakers franchise be great. But if y'all don't got y'all affairs in order, he's not the type of player. Obviously put it out there. I'm not finna be the type of person to put this on hush-hush. We need to get this out in the open. We need to put this out in the open on Front Street right now so that way we can get this done and deal with so people know what's actually going on. But it's actually going to put them behind the eight ball with free agents because I don't think Kyrie is going to take that beat now. Even though I'm hearing rumblings about Pat Riley possibly going out.
Oh, here we go.
That may do
it. Here we go.
It may do something, but I don't think it really.
Every time somehow the Miami Heat is in.
I don't think it's really going to happen.
Somehow the Miami Heat are in on this one again.
But that's the report, bro. That's the report. I'm just telling you what I know. But at the end of the day, man, it was sad to see him go, but the dude was definitely true to his word.
Yeah.
2 years, if I didn't get no superstars, I would step down. I delivered y'all, Brian. But it's definitely too much stuff going on because, like I said, you never see Magic start something that he don't finish. So, I mean, it's just sad, but that's just the way it is. So, I definitely wonder if LeBron is thinking Philly was the move now.
Oh, I know. Brian is out here to end his career. He's just trying to chill in L.A.
Muggs don't even want to do Space Jam 2,
Brian
though.
Don't even look depressed.
Muggs don't even want to do Space Jam 2, though.
He's going to have basically just the Lakers starting five in that mug. But, yeah, man, I guess this has been another edition of
Breeze Balls.
Boy, I was letting you finish your day. Oh. Ringo's Red Hot Takes. You done messed it up already, yeah. You know what?
I was thirsty. Jumped the gun.
This mug super jumping the gun.
But anyway.
But, yeah. So, Breeze Baller of the Week. We're going to finish the show out on this one, as we always do. Who you got for your Breeze Baller of the Week, man?
Man, my Breeze Baller of the Week. Man, look. I'm going to go ahead. And honestly, bro, I got D-Wade, Dirk, and KD. My Breeze Baller of the Week. Just because we missed. Just because.
Oh, you doing all three?
Just because we missed.
I got one, man. Just because we missed. Joel Embiid is my Breeze Baller of the Week for the simple reason that it's been a while since we've seen a player talk junk and then instantly back that mess up. I feel like I haven't seen it in so long. Like, somebody come out and talk real trash and back it up. Jared Dudley called him a nobody.
Jared Dudley just need to go sit down.
I'm confused by why the beef is with Jared Dudley. Like, I'm just like you're not that big of a factor in anything. Like,
bro, you heard Joel Embiid say specifically, like, the team can win without you.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, and Jared Dudley talking big junk. But Joel Embiid comes out 31 points, as we said, 6 blocks. Ladies and gentlemen, 6 blocks. So, Joel Embiid, my Breeze Baller of the Week, for backing it up after he talked that junk. And listen, he talking junk to the Warriors already, so he must be expecting to be there.
22-12-7-6. And then, like, why? I'm just – Jared Dudley just –
he's just a regular guy. Like,
first of all, you trash talk Ben Simmons and then get
first
dropped.
Of all, real talk, look at Jared Dudley and then look at a picture of Tony Parker and Tim Duncan standing next to each other, and Jared Dudley looked like they mixed them two together.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. That's all fact. That's definitely all fact.
Hey, man, we finna get up out of here, though, man. We appreciate all the love. We appreciate all the support. Make sure that y'all subscribe. Make sure that y'all hit that bell if you're on the YouTube.
Tell your mamas to tell your mamas.
You already know. Make sure that y'all check out the link in the bottom, too. Click on that Cash App link so that you can get your $5 for signing up.
It is your boy, Pat the Designer.
And it's your boy, Ringo J.
Peace.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.